I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. What a joy it is once again to be able to share with you the Word of God on It's a Good Life. Today we continue our study in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we want to start our study in verse 5 of Ecclesiastes chapter 11. And as we read through these scriptures, remember that I would ask you to have your Bible open so that you can follow along and look at the words as I go through this section of scripture. And as we always study the Word of God, I pray that your heart would be open, your mind, and you would see what God has for you personally. One verses 5 and 6. The Bible starts there in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. It says, "As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all." Well, we simply don't understand everything. We don't, when we're growing up, and we're going to look in just a few moments about young people, but as we're growing up, the young person thinks, well, I know everything. I don't need to know anything else in this life. I'm smarter than anyone else. And we often look at that young person and say, well, how naive that person is. But remember, there was a time when you were probably like that yourself. But there are things that just as young people don't know, we as grown-ups, there are things that we do not understand, according to verse 5. And in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9, it says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." There's simply things that we don't understand. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't keep looking into the Word of God and searching the Word of God. It simply means that we shouldn't get so bogged down with things that we let those things consume us, because there are things that we will simply never understand. But as we look into the Word of God, the Spirit of God will open our minds and our hearts to the things God wants us to have, wants us to understand. It's by the Spirit of God that we understand the Scripture. Now remember, those people who are not saved, they cannot understand fully what God has. The only thing that the unsaved person who has never trusted Christ can understand is that they need a Savior, that they're lost, and they need to have eternal life. And the only way that they can have that eternal life is through Jesus Christ. And that's what the unsaved person can understand. And then as a person gets saved, and the Bible teaches us that we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. In other words, we grow in the understanding of the Scriptures, we grow in the understanding of what God has for us as saved people and as human beings on this earth. And that's what we're looking at here. Solomon's trying to tell us things under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But notice in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 6, "In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand." There's a proper time to do certain things. And then the verse goes on to say, "For thou knowest not whether shall prosper." You don't know if things are going to prosper or not, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Now when we sow seed, I believe that once again, as we look at this verse, for the Christian, that means to sow the Word of God. That means to give out the plan of salvation. That means to give what God wants us to give out to the people of this world, to the other people who need to know Him as Savior. And it also means that we can give this out to save people, give the Word out to save people. We can help each other grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the morning, sow thy seed. Do it early. Do it while we can. And then in the evening, don't stop. Keep giving it out in the evening. Withhold not thy hand. Keep giving out the Word of God. For you don't know what's going to take place. You don't know what God's going to do, and you don't know what that person who hears the word's going to do. Now, God, of course, wants to save individuals. He wants to save people by the sowing of His word. But God does not force anyone to receive Jesus as Savior. And once again, we don't know what's going to take place. We simply do right, according to verse 6. We're to do what God wants us to do, and that is to sow the seed of righteousness. And of course, we know that the living Word, and that's Jesus Christ, He is the living seed. He is the one who enters and comes into that life and makes that person different. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 7 and 8 says, truly the light is sweet. And once again, the light is Jesus Christ. The seed has been sown. The light is sweet, according to verse 7 there. And a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. And that's S-U-N. But it's a pleasant thing to behold the Son of God, S-O-N, the Son of God. He's sweet. He's the light. And it's great when the eyes of the person who actually received Jesus as Savior, it's something that the eyes are opened. And we understand, once again, that as we look into the Word of God, He unfolds this to us, and we see the Son of God. Verse 8 goes on to say, but if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Well, we have good times, and we have bad times as human beings. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're not going to have some bad times. But we can look back and we can remember those good times. And when the dark times come, it makes it just a little bit easier for us to remember those good times that God has given us. Because there's still good times to come. Look forward to the future. And it says, for they shall be many. The dark days are going to be many, but we'll have many more wonderful days. And all that cometh in this life, that verse tells us in verse 8, is vanity. We will enjoy good times, and there will be bad times, and these verses warn us. It's a foreboding. We are to be warned that, yes, we will have bad times, and so many times I see people who trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and it's as though when something bad comes along in their lives, they blame God for it, even though they're saved, and they may blame a brother or sister in Christ or an unsaved person for the bad things that happen to them. And they just seem to stop. They just seem to stop where they're at, and they don't want to serve God any longer. But you know, the Bible tells us that they're saved. They're on their way to heaven. But what they're doing on this earth is vanity. We need to understand it's what we do for the Lord that's going to count. It's going to last for eternity. And there's going to be bad times. And we simply should not give up serving God when those bad times come into our lives. It's a foreboding in these verses 7 and 8. In other words, it's a warning. Be prepared, because things will happen that we don't understand. Things will happen. Things happen to good people. You've heard that. Bad things happen to good people. And bad things happen to the children of God in this life. Why? Because we're still human beings. And also because, we've heard the devil called old Slewfoot. The old devil is still around, and he's going to cause us as much trouble as he can. And things will happen even to Christians that sometimes we just don't understand. We just need to understand that God is the winner. We're winners. We're on His side. He's on our side. And no, it makes no difference what the devil throws at us. We're still going to be winners. But notice now in verses 9 through 10 of Ecclesiastes 11, this is advice to the young people. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9, the first part of that verse says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. Now, young people do things that old people don't understand a lot of times, And as we look around and we see the young people, they're young and they want to have fun. There's nothing wrong with them having fun, but there's a way that they need to do it that is not wrong. They need to open their eyes, and they need to understand that their heart is to be happy. You know, as we look around today, we see a lot of young people committing suicide. And I believe that's because they have nothing to live for, they think. They've been fed a bill of goods that there's nothing worth living for. Well, I got news for you. We as the older people can help them understand that they have everything to live for. They have Jesus to live for. Give them something. Give them hope. Give them Jesus Christ. And let them understand that the things in this life, as we've been studying, the things that happen here in this life, they're not going to amount to anything. It's vanity. It's going to pass away. But that verse, in verse 9, the first part says, "Rejoice, O young man, and thy youth. Be happy." Don't go about with a long face and being dejected all the time, but be happy in your youth. And let your heart cheer thee, because you are young. You have the days of your youth. And walk in the ways of thine heart. Now, once again, the way the heart is changed in a young person as well as an old person is to receive Jesus as Savior. The Bible says that the human heart is deceitful. It's desperately wicked. And the only way that a person gets a new heart is by receiving Jesus as Savior. That's how an old person can have a young heart, is by receiving Jesus Christ in old age. But notice in the rest of that verse, verse 9, actually that verse, the first part says, "Be happy while you're young." And then the next part of that verse says, "But know thou," you need to understand this, "that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment." The young person's going to have to give an account as well. If that young person steps out into eternity, and God forbid that this happens, and it does happen, but when that young person steps out into eternity, they will be judged as well as the older person. And I believe what that verse is teaching us, the last part, is remember, while you're young, you're still responsible for what you do. And many parents fail to show their young people, their children, this. And we need to warn our young people that they are accountable to God just as an older person. Romans 14:12 says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, young and old." Do you know Christ as your Savior today? Have you trusted him? It makes no difference how old you are or how young you are. You need to receive Jesus today. We're not promised tomorrow. Your life is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. But thank God he gives us life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ask him to come into your heart today. He loves you. Father, thank you today for your salvation that comes through Jesus. Thank you for your Son. Thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to share these words, your words, today. Save those who are lost. Strengthen those who are saved. For Christ's sake, amen.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.